Senate Republicans are in a standoff with the woman who's accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her. Christine Blasey Ford's lawyer says her client wants the FBI to investigate the claims before she testifies on Capitol Hill. But Senate leaders are pushing ahead for testimony on Monday, as planned. Brett Kavanaugh denies the allegations. Some of his supporters and even some of his critics say even if the assault did happen, Kavanaugh should not be judged for an incident from his high school years. Former George W. Bush Press Secretary Ari Fleischer made that point on Fox News this week.
How much in society should any of us be held liable today when we've lived a good life, an upstanding life by all accounts, and then something that maybe is an arguable issue took place in high school? Should that deny us chances later in life, even for a Supreme Court job, a presidency of the United States, or you name it?
That's former Press Secretary Ari Fleischer. Mark Joseph Stern has been looking at this issue. He covers the courts for Slate. Mark, why don't you start off by parsing out the question before the Senate Judiciary Committee?
So the first issue that's important to clarify is that, of course, Brett Kavanaugh has not admitted to these alleged misdeeds, right? The nominee denies this completely, and I think that's important to note because some of his defenders are moving forward as though the accusations might be true, and even if they are, they shouldn't matter because what we do as teenagers shouldn't haunt us for life. And a lot of criminal justice advocates agree, right? There's all kinds of science that shows that our brains are still developing when we're teenagers, that we shouldn't be held fully accountable for the rest of our lives for what we do at that period in our life. But when we talk about expunging juveniles' records, right, granting them clemency, releasing them early from prison for crimes that they committed in their teenage years, we are always talking about individuals who admit to their crimes. We're talking about people who try to rehabilitate themselves.
And we don't have that from Brett Kavanaugh.
We just don't.
So you're saying that the criminal justice system can be forgiving of minors when it's been determined that there is some kind of an infraction or crime committed. How, in this case, is this going to be determined if it's a case of he said, she said, that Brett Kavanaugh says one thing, his accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, says another?
Right. So the good news here is that we are not talking about a criminal trial in a court of law, right? We don't have to find Brett Kavanaugh guilty beyond a reasonable doubt to draw a conclusion in this case. This is a Senate confirmation hearing to the Supreme Court. The constitutional standard is different. The Senate only has to provide advice and consent. And what that means in this context is that each senator has a duty to determine whether they think this incident occurred or not based on the best available evidence before them, and critically, whether they think the nominee is lying about it today.
But to what extent can they really determine guilt or innocence? And as you say, it's not a trial. This is based on presumably how they'll feel after any kind of testimony that happens on Monday. We don't know right now whether or not Christine Blasey Ford is even going to be testifying on Monday. So how much is there going to be an actual, do you think, exploration of guilt or innocence?
Well, the accuser has requested an FBI investigation, which would at least require private testimony on the part of all parties. If there is a hearing of some sorts, then presumably both the accuser and Kavanaugh would be able to explain their stories and discuss their views under oath before the Senate.
They would not. They would not, just to clarify, be able to respond to each other, correct?
That's correct. This would not be like a true criminal trial where there's confrontation on the stand and cross-examination.
There is not right now an FBI investigation underway, correct?
That's correct.
And if there were to be one, how long would that take and what would that entail?
Well, you know, the FBI investigation into Anita Hill's claims did not take very long at all because the FBI agents essentially questioned the individuals who were named and decided they couldn't draw any firm conclusions and left it at that. I think that here an investigation would probably end up taking just a few weeks as well. There's not going to be physical evidence. That takes a lot off the table. They're going to have to talk to witnesses, eyewitnesses, and perhaps look into secondhand accounts.
If Brett Kavanaugh is not confirmed this month, what does that mean for the court, which starts its term next month?
Well, you know, the court actually lined up a series of pretty important cases on its docket in October. There are cases involving the Endangered Species Act, mandatory arbitration, workers' rights, the death penalty, detention of immigrants.
That's a pretty heavy load, and we're talking about an 8-member court in that case?
Yes, absolutely. If Kavanaugh is not confirmed by October 1st, which is when the court's term starts, then we could start seeing these stalemates like we saw after Scalia died. And so there's a real chance if Kavanaugh's nomination is delayed by even just a week that we will have a Supreme Court term that ends with a bunch of deadlock cases regarding pretty major issues.
Mark Joseph Stern covers the courts for Slate. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me on.